This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Guillermo Aguilera. First name, last name, A for Apple, G, U, I for India, L for Larry, E for Europe, R, A for Apple. First name Guillermo, G, U, I for India, L for Larry, E for Europe, R, M for Mary, O. Today's date is March 7th, 2022, period. New paragraph. He's a 64-year-old male patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath and mild exertion, period. He also complains of increasing fatigability, coma, tiredness, and feeling of exhaustion. E-X-H-A-U-S-T for Tom, I-O-N, period. He has also noticed palpitation at times, but generally he relates palpitation to intake of vitamin D, either in the form of food or a pills, period. He also has a history of retrosternal chest discomfort, period. New paragraph. Patient gives history that he would get short of breath on walking about half a mile, and his functional capacity has decreased significantly in last 1 year, period. Please note that patient speaks Spanish, and history was obtained with the help of interpreter, period. Even then, patient appears to be not a very good historian, period. He says whenever he takes vitamin D, either in the form of pills or in the food, he notices palpitation, which would last for a short duration, but he cannot tell exactly whether a few seconds or a few minutes, period. Sometime it may be a few seconds and sometime it may be a few minutes, period. No accompanying dizziness, period. History of shortness of breath on walking half a mile, and his functional capacity has decreased by 50% or more in last 1 year, period. He does get a chest discomfort, which has no relation to palpitation, and he would experience chest discomfort at any time, either at rest or with activity, and would last for a few minutes, period. He cannot describe palpitation other than he feels some irregular heartbeat, period. New paragraph. No history of syncope or dizziness, period. No history of cough with expectoration, coma, bleeding tendency, coma, edema of feet, or a GI problem, period. New paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension since 2003, period. No history of diabetes, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Social history, does not smoke, period. It does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Allergy, he claims that losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, losartan, L for Larry, O, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, with hydrochlorothiazide caused skin rash on his leg, so it was discontinued, and patient was put on lisinopril 40 milligram PO once a day, period. He has been given chlorthalidone, CH, L for Larry, OR, T for Tom, H, A, L for Larry, I for India, D for David, O, N for Nancy, E for Europe, 25 milligram twice a day, but somehow he feels it may cause palpitation, and also he feels that there is advice not to go in the sun, so he does not want to take chlorothalidone, period. Socialistry, he does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP edema. Calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis speed is 4/4 and both posterior tibial 2/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 164 over 100 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is 1 plus S4, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. And no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm and left axis deviation, period. New paragraph. The analysis, the patient blood pressure is not controlled and he is in the and he has already been taking 3 different medicine, period. So in view of this finding, a patient was advised to take chlorothalidone 12.5 milligram daily, which he agreed, period. He was also asked to take amlodipine 5 milligram POBID, period. He was advised low salt, low cholesterol, and low saturated fatty acid diet, period. New paragraph. He was asked to monitor his blood pressure at home and maintain a record, period. He was advised to bring blood pressure instrument at the time of next visit in 1 week, period. Patient is asked to do Chem-7 in 1 week and in the meantime plan is to get lab, L for Larry, A for Apple, B for Boy, period, from primary care physician, including chest X-ray report if it is done, period. Plan is to request the authorization for Holter recording and echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy in this patient with shortness of breath on mild exertion and his functional capacity is decreased by 50% or more in last 1 year, period. The etiology of the fatigue, coma, tiredness, and exhaustion could be due to left ventricular systolic function, period. It appears that patient blood pressure may not have been well controlled for some time, period. Subsequently, after controlling the blood pressure, plan is to stress test to evaluate for myocardial ischemia and to see whether a stress test can precipitate any cardiac arrhythmias, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in a clinical evaluation, analysis of his blood pressure and the likely reason for not good control of the blood pressure, plus the importance of diet and a healthy lifestyle, and the importance of taking various medication, which patient understood and agreed, period. He was also told that it is important to define the etiology of his palpitation, and plan is to do stress tests after the control of the blood pressure to see whether to evaluate for myocardial ischemia and whether physical stress can precipitate any cardiac arrhythmias, period. Patient understood various suggestions well and he had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, shortness of breath on mild exertion, period. Functional capacity has decreased more than 50% in last 1 year. Next line, number two, symptom of chest discomfort. Next line, number three, recurrent palpitation, period. Next line, number four, accelerated hypertension, which is not controlled even after being on four medications, suggests resistant hypertension, period. New paragraph. A patient is advised to do coronary calcium score to evaluate possibility of coronary artery disease in view of long-standing hypertension, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.